Hey guys, what's up? It's a girl, Nomi Jackson here. It is, what is it? March the 10th, 2023 at 8:10 a.m. How are you guys doing today, my beautiful babies? I hope you guys are doing really well. I thought I'd try out this podcast doing a video episode. I'm not really convinced so far. I feel very self-conscious right now, and I'm really, really nervous because I have stage fright. So I don't know if this is actually gonna come up there, but I just really want to try it. I hope you guys are doing well. We had another blast of snow yesterday, so we went from thinking it was gonna be all nice from now on, then bam. But hopefully, it'll be nice by next week. We're going to Gary for my birthday, and we're gonna got an Airbnb right by the beach. Not that we can go to the beach right now, but it's still fun to sit outside and look at all the nature and everything. So I'm really looking forward to that. How are you guys doing? Good, I hope. Good. Yeah, I am so self-conscious right now. I don't know if I'll post this. But let me know what you guys think. Do you think this is a good idea for me to keep doing a video podcast? Because I will if you guys like it, but I don't know. It's up to you guys. Whatever you like. So let's jump right on into today's program. Okay. Okay, first, what we're gonna do, and see if I do this, I have to figure out how to put my information in the background. Because right now I'm just looking at Look, I'll be looking down at my phone, and I know that's distracting, and I know that's not professional and whatnot, but I never said I was a professional, so Okay, today in history. In 1783, USS Alliance under Captain Barry fights and wins last naval battle of US Revolutionary War off Cape Canaveral. Oh, just in case you notice, I might be listening. I have my what do you call it? Stuff in my mouth, my aligners in, my plastic aligners in. Oh my God, I can't remember this early in the morning. Yeah, it's 8:12 a.m., but it's still kind of early. Anywho, in 1861, West African political leader El Hadji Umar Tall seizes the city of Ségou, destroying. Actually, I need to quit reading because I don't know how to pronounce. I just need to look that up. But you guys can look at me if you really want to know. Let's see. In 1952, military coup led by General Fulgencio Batista in Cuba. In 2000, the Nasdaq composite stock market index peaks 5132.52, signaling the beginning of the end of the dot-com boom. I literally have no idea what that means. Today in film and TV. In 1997, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, created by Joss Whedon, starring Sarah Michelle Gellar, premieres on WB Television Network. Wow, 97? I didn't realize it was that long ago. I never watched it myself, but I remember when it was on, it was really popular. How do you guys like this background? Anyway. Today in music, 2015, the family of Marvin Gaye won a record $7.3 million lawsuit for music copyright infringements against Robin Thicke, Pharrell Williams, and T.I. Hey, good for them. Today in sports, 1970, South Africa cricket team complete 4.4-0 series, or 4-0 series, I don't know, drubbing of Australia and South Africa in the country's last official international cricket test between 2 years. Okay. Did you know US issues first paper money in the form of 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, 500, and 1,000 notes today in history in 1862? I know that. Famous birthdays. Ferdinand II of Aragon, 1452 to 1516. Kate Sheppard, don't know who she was, but she was 1847 to 1934. She looks nice. Like she was kind and friendly. I bet if I look her up, she's like a serial killer or something. One Arthur Honegger, 1892 to 1955, no clue. James O'Rae, he's the one that shot Kennedy, right? If I'm not mistaken. Or Was he the, no, duh. He was the one that shot Martin Luther King, right? Yeah. Okay, I got them confused. There's so many tragic shootings. It's hard to get like everything, you know. I mean, I laugh. It's not funny, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, he was 1928 to 1998. I didn't realize she had lived that long. Osama bin Laden, 57 to 2011. And Prince Edward is 59 today. He's involved in some shady stuff. Yeah. Someone named Sepp Blatter is 87 today. Old Chuck Norris is 83. Happy birthday, Chucky. Sharon Stone is 65. Still beautiful. John Hamm is 52. Carrie Underwood is 40. Wow. And Olivia Wilde is 39. I remember Carrie. I used to watch American Idol when it just came out. I thought it was really great the first few seasons. I mean, started kind of slacking off, you know, maybe after the fifth or sixth season, then I stopped watching it altogether. But I clearly remember her. I clearly remember rooting for Jennifer Hudson when she was on there and everything. So that's pretty cool. So that is our day today. Now we shall. How about we do our lyrics? Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so the song I picked was a song that was in my head when I woke up for some strange reason. I don't know why. I mean, it's I must have heard it. I mean, it had to have been that. But it's Tired of Waiting for You by the Kinks. So tired of waiting, tired of waiting for you. So tired of waiting, tired of waiting for you. I was a lonely soul. I had nobody till I met you. But you keeping me waiting all the time. What can I do? It's your life. You can do what you want. Do what you like, but please don't keep me awaiting. Please don't keep me awaiting. Because I'm so tired of waiting. Tired of waiting for you. So tired of waiting, tired of waiting for you. I was a lonely soul. I had nobody till I met you, but you kept me waiting all the time. What can I do? It's your life and you can do what you want. Do what you like, but please don't keep me waiting. Please don't keep me waiting, because I'm so. It's okay. It repeats itself over and over again, but I really like that song. I don't know why. It's just a fun song. Not very deep, I don't think, but relatable. It could be shallow. I wouldn't say it's shallow, but it's not deep. Even though, well, technically, if it's not shallow, would it be deep? Not necessarily. It could be in between, right? Anyway, let's see what it says about this song. And by the way, in case you haven't noticed, I have no idea where to look properly. I realize I'm looking to the side. How do I know I'm looking forward? I don't know. Anywho, song facts, y'all. Okay, it's from the album Kinks Size from 1965. Charted number one in the UK and number six in the United States of America. Kinks lead singer Ray Davies wrote this song while he was a student at Hornsey School of Art in London. When the Kinks released their first album in 64, they scored a huge hit with the Davies pen. You really got me. You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Which was followed by the sound alike. All day and all of the night. I like that song too. Well, he came time to write songs for the next Kinks album. Ray was running out of ideas, so he decided to record a song he had written in college. The group put down the backing track, but he couldn't remember the words, so he went home and wrote them the next day on the train ride in to the studio. Lisa's first single from the album, Tired of Waiting for You, was a huge hit, going to number one in the UK and then charting number six in America. One position higher than You Really Got Me. This was a more gentle song until it was decided that it needed a trademark Dave Davies loud guitar riffing. Davies recalled in 1,000 UK number one hits by John Kuttner, the recording went well, but there was something missing, and it was my raunchy guitar sound. Ray and I were worried that putting the heavy sounding guitar on top of a ponderous song might ruin it. Luckily, it enhanced the recording, giving it more of a kind of emotional edge. In my opinion, Tired of Waiting was a perfect pop record. Okay, I like it. It's cool. Oh yeah. Relationship advice, y'all. Wop-bop-a-loop-a along bamboo. The one of the other reasons I didn't really want to do this on video is because I have this tendency to make faces on here, like really goofy faces. I don't know why I do that. I can't help myself. Let's see. Our relationship advice for today. I'll continue reading the first one. Hopefully, it's not too bad. Okay, my 27-year-old male cousin, 30-year-old female, is dating a girl that used to brutally bully me in high school, and now she's doing it to me in front of my own family. Damn. So this girl used to bully me and everyone else in school, and it wasn't normal bullying. It was psychological warfare, mental breakdown type of bullying. My first cousin, who I grew up with, starts dating her. I told her about the past, and she listened but didn't stop dating her. Last weekend, she was at the family barbecue and bullied me in front of my family, and they all laughed. When we shook hands, she gave me a look, and I knew it would happen again. They're all taking photos, and she asked me if I want to be in one. I said, no, I don't like taking pictures. And she imitated me. I don't like taking pictures. You're a grumpy motherfucker, huh? Damn. And my whole family laughed. She's all friendly with everyone. Later, we're sitting at the table, and I'm on the way on the other side staring at her, and she just says in front of everyone, look, man, I'm sorry about the photo thing. Don't be upset. I was just being funny. And she tells everyone how she used to joke with me in school, but how she now seems that I disliked it, and she apologized to me. But the thing is, she didn't used to joke around. She was one of the most evil people I met, and I told her she was a bitch and that she did it way worse. But now all my family is looking at me like I'm the a-hole. And she goes, I'm so sorry, everyone. I didn't know he felt this way. Look, man, it's your family, not mine. And the last thing I want to do is make you upset. I should leave. And of course, everyone tells her to stay and let's talk about something else. I felt like a nightmare. I went inside to wash my hands, and she went in after me, said that was something you should control your emotions, and winked at me. And then she ran outside, visibly upset, and said she's leaving. Everyone assumed I did something, and she's leaving. She stopped to talk to my grandma and aunts who were smoking in front of the garage, and I heard them talk about how they love her brown eyes and her bangs and ponytail. I wanted to throw up. My family knows I'm weird, and they are taking her side. Think I'm extreme. I haven't been this sad in a long time. I'm lost. Oh, that's so sad. How old did he say he was? 27? Ugh, that's a doozy. Okay, well, 27, not living there with your family. It's hard. You can't really demand loyalty from your family. There's a lot of family members who will obviously always gravitate toward the new person, because they've been around you your whole life and your old news and your weird ways. And so somebody new comes along, and I don't know, it's just some families have this beehive mentality, and they get in on one person at one particular time, but they never self-reflects on their own shortcomings. And that might be the case with his family. And all I can suggest with the family, you don't, if they're not going to be supportive of you, if they're going to throw you under the bus for a virtual stranger, then I would suggest he not even bother going to functions where he knows this person is going to go. And I don't know what to say about this chick. Something is wrong with her. She obviously, see something in him, and this is what they say, like something about him reflects something in her that she doesn't like about herself, so she's taking it all on him. And after all these years, it's still apparent. But what he should probably do is try to figure out what it is that, well, she actually he I was gonna say he needs to figure out what it is that triggers her, but why should he have to do it? It's not his, it's her problem. But it might not hurt to think about what might be her trigger when she looks at you. There's something about you. So I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, you can't really avoid your family forever, you could tell your family when she's not there, about the past, what she did to you in the past, and how uncomfortable she makes it. And if your family can't support you, then don't be around them. Period. Those are the people that are supposed to love you unconditionally more than anyone. And if they can't do it, then hey, why stick around and be treated like crap? I'm sure they would love that, but everyone needs a scapegoat. And I guarantee you, if you remove yourself, there will be another scapegoat, because that's how them people be. That's how they are. So in your case, I don't know, guy. I don't know, maybe your family more than strangers would, but just see what they say if you think it's safe to do so. And if they're not supporting, then you might want to consider stepping back a while. And also, another thing I noticed, bullies like that, if you're not there to bully, she will pick somebody else out in that family eventually. Eventually, your true colors eventually do come out. So let her true colors come out without you there. Let them see for themselves. Yeah, that's my advice. Remove yourself and let them see the truth. Don't be around them. And you know what? You might be surprised. It might happen a lot quicker than you even think. So, anyway, that's my advice. If you guys have any different advice, let me know. And don't forget, guys, in the Anchor app or on Spotify, you can leave messages for me. And I really like that. I'd really appreciate that. So, anyway, guys, I guess it's time to end this first video podcast. Not sure if there's going to be another one. It depends on feedback. You guys, let me know what you think. I just want to remind you that God loves you. Madhu Dishi, he loves you. I love you. Yeah, I do. And I hear tell some dude named Michael loves you. I'm not saying what, Michael, I heard he loves you. Anyway, we want you guys to go out there and have a really wonderful and a beautifully blessed day because we love you. Odabo. And I'm gonna turn this off. Oh. Yeah, Odabo. How the hell do you turn this off? Oh, it's right there. Bye, guys.